Contemporary Radio, and I'm Scott Shurian in Los Angeles. President Nixon speaks on Watergate. Details on that story in 60 seconds.
Ever have one of those ugly, just can't get it together days? Know what I do? Shampoo with Brightside.
When your hair shines,
Brightside's got a natural brightener most shampoos don't have. Your hair catches light and sends out shiny vibrations.
When your hair shines, you shine.
With Brightside, you shine.
You can change things if you wanna change.
When acne problems bring you down, don't just cover up. Change things with Stridex. They're unique pads soaked with medicine, and they're textured. Textured to help unblock your pores, so the medicine can get into your skin and get at the oil, bacteria, and dirt trapped inside. Stridex medicated pads. Come on, change things.
Stridex, if you really want to change.
President Nixon made his Watergate statement tonight, and in it, he denied prior knowledge of the Watergate affair or the Watergate cover-up. President Nixon put it this way.
I had no prior knowledge of the Watergate break-in. I neither took part in nor knew about any of the subsequent cover-up activities. I neither authorized nor encouraged subordinates to engage in illegal or improper campaign tactics. That was, and that is, the simple truth.
The president also talked about the controversy over the tape recordings he had made of White House meetings.
If I were to make public these tapes, containing as they do blunt and candid remarks on many different subjects, the confidentiality of the office of the president would always be suspect from now on. It would make no difference whether it was to serve the interests of a court, of a Senate committee, or the president himself. The same damage would be done to the principal, and that damage would be irreparable.
And President Nixon said,
we must not stay so mired in Watergate that we fail to respond to challenges of surpassing importance to America and the world. We cannot let an obsession with the past destroy our hopes for the future.
President Nixon then called on all Americans to work towards a stronger, better America. President Nixon, in addition to his formal speech tonight, released a white paper on the Watergate affair. Details from ABC's Stephen Geer at the White House.
President Nixon reiterates and re-emphasizes his innocence of prior knowledge of the Watergate break-in and stresses that he took no part in the Watergate cover-up. The written statement contains a relatively brief summary of the events that followed Watergate, and the summary appears to follow closely the content of the president's Watergate speech last May 22nd. Extremely significant is the closing paragraph of the white paper, in which Mr. Nixon states that he recognizes the statement does not cover many of the questions and contentions raised during the Watergate. Stephen Geer, ABC News, The White House.
Earlier today, President Nixon warned North Vietnam to stay out of trouble in Indochina. A White House statement says, in effect, that any Hanoi offensive in Indochina will be dealt with by the United States. The UN Security Council has voted to condemn Israel for last week's incident involving an Arab jetliner. Today's vote was unanimous. The resolution was introduced by Britain and France. In Chile, terrorists planted bombs at the homes of three U.S. embassy officials in Santiago. No injuries reported in the explosions. Striking truckers in Chile have been refusing a back-to-work order from Chile's President Allende. ABC correspondent Robert Weiner in Belfast says one person has been killed, nine hurt in a terrorist bomb explosion. Weiner says that bomb exploded in a car. The Commerce Department says the United States had a surplus in its balance of payments in the second quarter of this year, the first such surplus in more than 3 years. It's not all super good news, though. The department says the surplus came about at least partially from currency exchange maneuvers rather than simple export sales. This is ABC Contemporary Radio. Now these stories. In the Middle East, an Israeli report says North Korean pilots have been flying Russian-made jets for Egypt. One source from Israel says as many as 20 North Koreans may be flying for the Egyptians, but the Israelis don't feel the North Koreans alter the Middle East balance of power. All is well aboard Skylab 2 tonight. Astronauts Bean, Garriott, and Lausma are now carrying out extra experiments. The three men had been complaining about not having enough to do while they fly around Earth at better than 17,000 miles an hour. That's the latest news. I'm Scott Shurian in Los Angeles for American Contemporary Radio. A service of ABC News.
Gulf Coast weather calls for showers and a few thunderstorms, most likely during the late afternoons through Friday. Otherwise, partly cloudy with no important temperature changes. Morning lows will be in the low 70s and afternoon highs around 90 degrees. Winds will be variable, generally less than 6 miles per hour after dark, becoming 6 to 12 miles per hour Thursday afternoon, except briefly higher near thunderstorms. We have a 20% chance of rain for tonight, increasing to 60% on Thursday and 30% Thursday night. Out over the Gulf, it'll be variable, mostly south to southeast winds, 5 to 10 knots through tonight and Friday. Winds briefly higher with scattered thundershowers. Our low tide will be coming up in 33 minutes from right now. Our next high tide will be at 1:10 tomorrow afternoon. Radar shows widely scattered light to moderate showers and a few isolated heavy thundershowers and a few patches of light rain continue along and south of a line from just east of Natchez eastward to 30 miles east of Hattiesburg. Activity extends southward across the coast and over the coastal waters some 75 to 100 miles offshore. Showers are moving slowly towards the northeast. Countrywide, it's 78 degrees, and this is WVMI-FM Biloxi at 9 p.m.
America's favorite music, WVMI, Great American Country.